name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, my beloved, we're having the first Saturday of the first week of Great Lent. And this Saturday is dedicated to Saint, Great Martyr, Fyodor Tyrin. And today's special event happened today, which is celebrating, and in the time and after the Constantine the Great, the saint equal to the apostles, and the orthodoxy was spread in Christianity. But then, a little later, in a time, another emperor came into power, and he became a pagan, and he was a pagan, and he started again persecutions against the Christians, but mainly he wanted to contaminate every Christian, and he had the devil put him a thought that to contaminate it by sprinkling all the food and everything that is bought at the bazaar, that it would be contaminated with the blood that was sacrificed for the devils and for the idols. And my beloved, of course, Christians didn't know about it. So, but of course, the Lord knows everything. And so what he had done, he sent then his great martyr, Saint Fyodor, and he sent him to the bishop to warn him and tell him what the government is going to do, and to tell his people not to go, not to buy anything today in the bazaar. And of course, those who had a little bit saved or something, they didn't have to go, they would not have been contaminated. But the poor people that they would have to go to buy something for their food, and they would be contaminated. So, and the saint appears right not in a dream, but in person. He appears to the bishop and tells him what the plan is of the emperor, and to fight this by cooking wheat, by cooking and making a meal of wheat, and to give that wheat, this called kuchiya, and to make that, give it to all the poor people that need it, so they will not have to buy anything at the bazaar, and thus to avoid their contamination. My beloved, our Lord is, our God is God of love, and always wants to protect us from everything, evil. And now we're in the Great Lent, and I urge you also to watch out, and do not cling, do not tie yourself up to the television or to any entertainments of the world and the internet, unless you just go on the holy sites that are giving you the lives of saints and the holy books and so on, and which we have the same as Russian Orthodox Information Center, and the site, and you can go on there, and there's readings and explanations of the Gospels, and there's all kinds of good books, and of course not too much in English, as most of it is in Russian. But my beloved, you have to realize that in the Great Lent we should use the time to clean our heart, so that our heart is not going to cling to anything of this world, and we will not look for anything in this world. We will look for the kingdom of heaven. We will look to our Lord. We will prepare our heart to be able to love the Lord, so that when the Passion Week will come, we will truly, when we will hear all the terrible things that are going to that happen to our Lord, that we're going to co-suffer with him because we have love in our heart. And the Lord says, if you love, the real sign of the love is, of course, if you see somebody suffer, you immediately suffer with him or her. And if you see somebody rejoicing, you immediately be able to rejoice in your heart. You pick up that. And of course, if we will learn to love our Lord truly, and when the Passion Week will come, and when we will be reliving the terrible crucifixion and all the terrible things that happened to our Lord for our sake, then we will shed lots of tears, and of course we will be co-suffering. But then, if that's the case, if our heart will come to that point, that will prove that we have love, and then we'll be able to truly rejoice when we will hear the Lord's resurrection, because that's what love does. My beloved, let's not work and look for the temporary things, but let's look for the eternal things, and then the eternal life with our Lord, to be with him and with the saint, if you order, and with all the saints, and then all those, of course, you know the lives of saint, if you order, how he suffered so much, he went through all kinds of tortures, and finally they made a big bonfire, and he walked right in it and offered himself to the Lord. And of course, the fire didn't touch him, but he gave up his ghost to the Lord. And they saw how it was like a lightning, his soul went up to the heavens. My beloved, he had made many, many miracles, and he had no fear of the temporary distresses and temporary sufferings in this world. And he had openly preached the Christianity, and he was only rejoicing when he was tortured. And he brought many, many people to Christianity by showing his love to the Lord. And that's what you and me have to learn to do, to show the love for the Lord, so that we'll be able to help other people to recognize that we belong to Christ, and that we're his disciples, and that we love him, and that they will be drawn also to go on the narrow, thorny way, narrow way which leads to the kingdom of heaven. For the wide road does not go there. The wide road of letting yourself enjoy this so-called life here, and not think about anything else, and about your brothers who are suffering and so on, this does not lead to the kingdom of heaven, but leads to another place which surely no one really wants to be, because that's where the demons are. My beloved, let's work harder on this great Lent, and to protect our heart from anything that's not pleasing to the Lord, and to try to please the Lord and grow spiritually. Amen. God bless you.